in a world filled with war, hate, suffering, and Justin Bieber. Two guys fix it all with a battle about a movie. One film, two opinions, one coin, two sides. They feud. You decide. It's time for Film Feud.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Film Feud, the podcast where we debate whether top-rated movies should be top-rated. I'm Vidur.
And I'm Vikram.
What's up, Vikram?
Not much, man.
Ready to feud?
Yes.
Well, why don't we start with telling the good folk, our pleasant listeners, what we're doing here today, Vikram?
For sure. So we take a movie from the IMDb Top 250, we toss a coin, heads argues for and tails argues against.
And today is another one of those special Film Feud episodes with a homegrown IMDb Top 250 movie. Should we say the Hindi title or the English title?
Well, Hindi, because that's the actual title.
Tare Zameen Par. Or as it's known in the global community, like Stars on Earth, I believe.
I couldn't find it on Netflix, and apparently that's how it's titled there.
Yeah. It was pretty big. It was pretty popular when it first came out. I happened to be in the US, and it was actually all the rage in the US. So, you know, phenomenon, you might say.
Sure, I can honestly say that I saw this movie when it came out, which is over a decade ago, and I barely remember anything.
Same here, but I do remember Aamir Khan, and I remember the kid.
I mean, yeah, but that really doesn't say anything. I have no idea. I remember school, Panchgani. Panchgani, I think, was a thing.
What are you saying? You're just saying random words right now.
That's my recollection of the movie.
Okay, well, the point is we're going to watch it again, and I'm pretty excited. I feel like, unlike most episodes, we don't really have a view here to share. It could be good, it could be bad. I saw it over a decade ago, just like
you.
Do you
remember anything about how you felt when you saw it?
Tare Zameen Par. I do remember.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
No, that's neutral. But I remember the song Ma. Do you remember the song Ma?
That song? Yeah, that's basically what I remember from it.
Wow, well done. We have skirted copyright beautifully thanks to you not knowing the song.
Yeah.
I do remember that song because I thought that it... I don't want to say, but it's
just say it, you're almost there.
It's manipulative, the song.
I see. Like emotionally?
Yeah, maybe I like my mother too much to listen to a song like that, you know?
Right. You know, in situations like those, it's very tough to tell whether you actually like the song or not. Or whether you're, like you said, being manipulated. So I guess that's neutral again from your end. Well done.
Wow. So why don't we stop being neutral and just jump to the coin toss?
Let's do it.
I'll be tossing the coin. And if it comes heads, I'm for the movie. And if it comes tails, I'm against. Let's go. And it's heads.
Okay, I'm in a better position, 100%.
Bullshit.
It's probably a 3-hour long Aamir Khan movie. I'm pretty sure it can't be good. I don't remember any other Aamir Khan movie except for Lagaan being good.
That is a ludicrous statement. I don't remember any Bollywood movie that's not an Aamir Khan movie being good.
Gajni?
Had Aamir Khan in it.
You loved it?
No, I'm not saying every Aamir Khan movie is gold, but this was when he was at the peak of his powers, you know?
Powers.
So I just can't wait. I can't wait.
I can't wait either. I'm going to shit on this movie, dude. I'm pretty sure it's going to help me shit on it even more than I need to shit on it.
Vikram, just open your heart a little bit. You're supposed to keep an open mind. You're being biased. You just said you don't remember the movie. You're being biased.
Okay, that's fair. I'll take that back. I'm going to watch this movie with an open mind and then I'm going to shit on it.
Bias, I tell you. I'm ready for them feels. So why don't we get to it? Let's go watch the movie.
Let's do it.
You know what, Vikram?
Mm-hmm.
You can go first. But you know why? Because I'm too busy just crying, emotional. I've been touched. So I just need to absorb it. And I'm going to let you just go.
How many times did you watch the movie?
Once. I know sometimes I do more than that.
Okay, just checking. Because if you would have said more than once right now, I don't know how I would have reacted.
My heart doesn't have the ability to handle this movie more than once.
Neither does your brain, because this movie just turns into pulp, dude. I have a very basic question. Uh-huh. Very, very basic question.
Was I touched? The answer is yes.
That's not a basic question. I don't even want to get into that. How did no one notice that this kid, who's now in third standard, can't read?
What do you mean? That's when you're supposed to figure it out.
My niece is 3 years old. She started learning how to read. I know you don't start learning how to read when you're in third grade.
Oh my God, you're just like the kid's dad. You're like
how
intellectually...
How did he get to standard 3, section D, by not being able to read, and his teachers realize then that he can't read. Come
You're
on,
shaming
dude.
The kid.
I'm gonna shame the kid a lot.
Oh no!
In this episode.
Oh no! I don't even think about that. Are you gonna hate on the kid? Are you gonna hate on a mentally disabled? Is not the right word, right?
Challenge.
No, yeah. That's not the right word either.
I mean, he's fine, dude.
He has a learning disability, and you're gonna hate on him?
I'm gonna hate on him. Yeah.
Vikram, you're colorblind.
Yeah, I am colorblind. Hate on me.
What if,
wait. You do hate on me all the time.
I do hate on you. That's different. You're an adult now. You can take it. What if Binju sir from school had constantly shit on you because you couldn't tell the right colors?
Well, because he didn't teach art and he did shit on me in his subject because I sucked at it.
Yeah, but you sucked at it because you sucked at it. You know, when you have a
what if I had dyslexia, dude, and I've overcome
it? You do. You have color dyslexia and you're about to hate on a kid who had that? Come on.
I mean, can we just move on and start hating on the kid already?
No, we have to move on and start talking about how glorious this movie is.
Okay, shoot. What do you think about this movie? Blah.
Oh, I can summarize it with a simple equation.
Okay.
It was hot, uh-huh. Parenthesis,
uh-huh.
Wrench plus warm.
Equals to? What that you are right now. Oh, that is a mean part.
Heart-wrenching plus heart-warming.
Okay.
You can throw in a touching in there.
Uh-huh.
You can throw in a little manipulative in there. That's a slight concession.
Right.
I already conceded for the ma part.
It's extremely manipulative. I mean, it's just...
It reminded me of the only other time I've cried in a movie. I watched this movie not in a theater, but I watched Koi Mil Gaya in a theater and I cried because they were hitting the kid with a basketball and he was mentally challenged as well. And by the kid, I mean a full-grown Hrithik Roshan. But he just stares at them.
More?
Yeah, he's just like, huh?
More?
Like the more he gets hit in the face with a ball, the more he's just amazed that that's happening to him.
Oh.
And so in this, it's like the more this kid just gets like shit on by his parents, the more he's amazed. I thought that was a little manipulative, but apart from that, so touching and movie with a message, man.
Okay, can I please? I have some feedback for you there. Between the title sequence and, you know, the weird montages in this movie, firstly, it was tough to tell if I was watching a Bollywood production or a Nickelodeon cartoon, right? And then overall...
There's nothing wrong with that, but it's a kid's movie.
Sure. And then, but the problem is that overall, just the end product was so confused. It was high on emotion, which tainted the message that it was supposed to be tackling, right? So it didn't really do justice to one thing or the other. It just kept seesawing between all of these things. And obviously, because it's a Bollywood movie, the last 30 minutes have just to be drilled in with super high emotion, just make you cry, rona, That's what it's doing. So it's actually taking away from what it's actually trying to tackle, which was... dyslexia in kids and how it's...
And a teacher finding the potential to remedy it with all these techniques. And
how parents take it and how they're made to understand what it is. None of that came through by the
failure,
end of it.
The failure of our education system. You know, this kid, Ishan Awasthi, and we have to talk about Dashiel Zafri.
Whatever, dude. We are going to talk
amazing
about him.
Amazing portrayal. Uh-huh, I mean, he got uh-huh. all the praise in the world.
Right.
So his portrayal of Ishan Awasthi and then Amir Khan, whatever his name is in the movie, is just Amir Khan with a faux hawk. You know, he realizes that Ishan Awasthi is like Ishan Da Vinci and he like makes the most of the situation.
Or Einstein.
And yeah. That's the point. It's about finding, you know, if you have something like dyslexia or if in general your learning abilities are lower, maybe there's someplace else where you prosper. And that's the message of the movie, which you clearly didn't get. You were too busy like looking at the clowns and the kids. You didn't get the main message of the movie, Vikram. And I feel sorry for you.
I got the message, but the problem is that you won't get the message because it's buried deep down under all these high emotional, just like make you want to cry sequences. So I don't think that's a good movie. Right?
I'll tell you a quote, okay? Shah Rukh Khan, the idiot, once said...
Where'd that come from?
Because of the quote.
Okay.
He said, films are for entertainment, messages are for post offices. And Amir Khan was like...
Ooh.
You.
No, Amir Khan was like, oh my God, he's so right.
No.
Let me make this movie now.
No, Amir Khan made a movie where at one point he comes in as a clown halfway through the movie, by the way. That's like the real peak of his powers. Directs the movie, comes in halfway, bum bum bhole, masti ke dole and all that. And then just still manages to deliver a message.
That was basically the only positive I had for this feud. And because we're talking about this.
That he's only in half of the movie.
He comes in halfway in the middle and his entry scene. I wasn't sure if this was a comedy or not, dude. But his entry scene
was
hilarious.
It's a kid's movie.
There were so many times I was laughing my ass off in this movie.
Well, there you go.
when I'm not supposed to be.
No, there you go.
Okay, I will tell you about the times when I was laughing my ass off, and then you'll be like, oh my God, you're a monster. By the way, I think Amir Khan embodied Shah Rukh Khan's quote to the T with this movie. This movie is entertainment, emotion, and less messaging.
What? This movie?
Yeah. It's just like, oh, dyslexia ke baare kuch kar dete hain, chalo theek, ab rulate hain. Ab bas ek ke baad ek rulao sabko.
I'll agree with the rulate hain. Listen, kya main itna bura hu ma is not something you should be allowed to say in a movie or otherwise. That is a messed up line. That is obviously ab rulate
hain. Dude, that song, man. Main to yu tutlata nahi. Had me laughing the entire time, dude. Even though they're trying to show such an emotional scene, powerful scene. Dude, that line in the song, okay? जब भी कभी पापा मुझे That song made no sense, dude. It made no
sense.
And he says, "Papa, mujhe."
Vikram. It's a kids movie.
I enjoyed it, but for the wrong reasons.
Aha.
But for the wrong reasons.
But aha.
Okay, sure. It's a great laugh out loud movie, guys. If you want to just like lose your shit and laugh like crazy, just go watch this movie. It's amazing.
It was India's Oscar entry.
Bad choice. Bad choice because this movie has no, like, it doesn't have Oscar written anywhere near it. If you think about it.
Of course it does. If Amir Khan was black, this movie would have won an Oscar. This is exactly what Oscar movies are.
Oh my God. No, it's not.
Center for Women and... Calm down. It's one of those.
You're talking about Ishan Awasthi and not Al Pacino right now.
We have to call him Ishan Da Vinci, firstly, from now. And instead of Al Pacino being disabled, here the kid is disabled.
It's kind of messed up they cast him for the role though, right?
Al Pacino?
No, this kid.
Why?
Because he doesn't suffer from the syndrome, but he looks like he does.
Oh, snap.
It's really messed up, dude.
It's because of his teeth, isn't it?
And just like his like, just like wait, but weird expression.
What you're doing to me right now is conceding the kid's acting, which means we should move on to the kid. You said he looks like he does.
He looks like he does, but doesn't mean he acted well.
No, he made you feel like he...
Firstly, he barely had any dialogues, which I didn't understand. A lot of progression in this movie was done through like songs and montages.
He had one dialogue on repeat, which summarizes the movie. Do you know what I'm about to say?
I think so.
Bindas.
I don't think this... Dude, child actors were still bad in like 2007.
Dashi Zafari is the best child actor India's ever had.
Why India? Like he's in my mind, he's
why
comparable
India? Because
to
Macaulay Culkin already exists. That's why.
Or Haley Joel Osment. He in my mind, he's as annoying as Little Anjali from Kuch Kuch Hota Hai.
Oh my God! How dare you?
Do you remember Little Anjali?
Of course.
She's so annoying. This kid's like no better.
You're really getting desperate here, man. That's just sad. This is just sad to listen to.
Also, why was there a Chennai band at the painting competition?
Okay. You know, I can get into details too, but let's just talk about the painting competition at the end.
Yes, please.
Firstly, genius.
What is genius about it?
Bro, it was like the ending of Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Have you seen Secret Life of Walter Mitty?
You're just throwing like good movies in here.
You know?
Like Center for Women, Secret Life of Walter Mitty. This is Tare Zameen Par, okay? Moi.
At the end of Secret Life of Walter Mitty, this guy, he's been chasing a photograph that Sean Penn has sent him, and he looks at the final Time magazine and it's him on the cover. And similarly, Ishan Da Vinci looks at his teacher's final painting and it's him. And can I just talk about the final frames of this movie, by the way?
Sure.
Before you shit on them?
Sure.
Do you remember?
Are you going to shit on them?
No, not precisely, but do you remember what the final frames of the movie are?
I do, yeah.
The kid runs toward Amir Khan and Amir Khan dirty dancing him up into the air. I kept thinking about Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Oh, it was magical. It's just magical. I cried tears of joy. I cried tears of sadness. What more do you want in a movie?
I don't know, bro. So the way they had to validate this kid who has dyslexia and turn his condition into this, you know, digestible movie by making him win the competition at the end and show that he's like shown remarkable improvement, et cetera, et cetera. It just didn't sit well with me, dude.
Can I just say, I have to say a lot of this movie's resolution hinged on him winning an art competition amongst all his peers.
Yeah. And it's like validation. And that's not right. Because if you're truly tackling dyslexia, then truly tackle it. Don't validate it and make it like a movie-based thing.
Listen, firstly, I concede that it's a little subjective to win an art competition. So let's just say we're lucky it turned out that way. He was super talented, right? Now, if he hadn't won, I agree with you. That would have been the real story. But that's fine because it's a movie.
As soon as the competition becomes the final third of the movie, you know he's winning because it's Bollywood and it's Amir Khan.
Maybe, but then when the camera turns around, Amir Khan has painted him. And that's like the touching, heartwarming, heart-wrenching plus warming part.
No, that's just reinforcement of row, abro, abro, ab jaage row, ab kwa kwa, cry now, cry now.
I wrote
on you. I was laughing, dude.
I wrote.
For way more than I thought I would be in this movie. I was laughing.
Listen, have you seen The Accountant?
Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck plays somebody on the spectrum who happens to be a killer and also a crazy accountant.
Yeah.
Now, they made The Accountant to be an action flick, right? But they still represented a person suffering with autism or somewhere on the spectrum. And they wove in storylines. He becomes super rich and he supports other people like with autism and stuff.
And kills his brother.
And almost kills his brother.
Oh, almost.
But, you know, it's like, how do you package a topic like that and present it to the mainstream? And Amir Khan did it by tackling it head on. It's actually about a kid. It's not a side thing like The Accountant or whatever. So in a way, the movie's ahead of its time. You know, right now, like mental, again, I don't know what to call it, like learning disabilities or just mental, let's just say health or whatever. They're so top of mind. I wish it had come out now. It'd be really good.
But then don't you think he didn't do it true justice by the way he tackled it?
What would he have done?
If he would have stuck to his guns and not made it so high emotional.
It's for kids. It's for kids. The target audience is kids.
Then it should be even lighter.
If
the target audience is kids, where you're trying to explain to kids what a concept like dyslexia is, then you should keep it light. And you should make sure that what they take away from the movie is what the concept of dyslexia is. So they, if they see it in their peers and in their friends and stuff like that, they can tackle it the right way.
I think
represented. If a kid watches this movie and goes out of it and sees his friend with dyslexia, he'd probably be like, iske liye painting competition organized karte, jeet jayega life mein. That's not how it's supposed to be, dude.
You can't have it all.
You're painting false lies.
No pun intended. Wow. You can't have it all, okay? The only thing I'll grant you is that the one montage of him fixing the dyslexia and getting him better grades and stuff
right.
is probably a little hammy.
Because he writes letters in sand and he finally starts understanding them.
Yeah, and then he writes an 8 in a big box and then a smaller box and then a smaller box. But man, this is how you do message movies, dude. Amir Khan, peak of his powers, like I said. The guy, he pulled off his little goatee in Dil Chahta Hai. He pulled off long hair in Mangal Pandey. He's like, what can I do next with my hair and my talent that'll take me over the top? And he's like, Mohawk and dyslexia. And I'm going to direct it. And I'm going to have a song called Bum Bum Bole. I mean, what a man.
Jula jula te hai ma. What is happening, dude? He didn't even truly direct it.
I know what you're about to say, the Amol Gupta controversy.
Yeah, the director got robbed, apparently. It's not like I care, but maybe it would have been a better movie.
Apparently, Amol Gupta wrote it, and then Amir Khan was like, this is not going how I wanted it, and I'm Amir Khan.
I need to hammy it up more.
So I'm going to direct it.
Yeah.
It worked, bro.
I just wanted to see what Amol Gupta's cut would have looked like. Because I know it would have been true to like the theme of the movie.
Of course. It's like the Snyder cut. You want the Gupta cut of Tare Zameen Par.
Yeah, actually, I don't. I'm over this movie. Probably never going to watch it again. I will recommend it to people who are high and just want to laugh. But for serious movie watchers, yeah, stay away.
And I will recommend it to children who want to learn a little bit. And to people like you who don't have the space in their heart to feel something. Feel the joy the universe has to offer. The magic of children and the beauty in the universe.
Jula, jula te hai moi.
You know, we need to stop you using just singing to cut you off.
Pua, pua, mujhe.
And that wraps up this episode of Film Feud. Thank you for listening.
Hope you guys enjoyed. You can find us on social media at Muncher Movies and let us know who you think won this episode.
You can also find us on our website, munchermovies.com, or on YouTube if you're watching there. And comment below, let us know who you think won. Thank you for listening and catch you next week.
Bye-bye.